Okay, here's a story about a marketing campaign called Say WA. That's WA, as in WA, the abbreviation for Washington, the state. It has just launched the Say WA campaign with $500,000 in ads. Locals hate it. Some tourists are confused by it. From member station KUOW Seattle, Phyllis Fletcher reports that Say WA is definitely getting folks to say something.
WA. It's the sound of A, a dumbfounded bartender on The Simpsons.
WA?
Or B, it's the sound of rafting down the Columbia River.
WA!
The answer, according to the Washington State Tourism Office, is B.
By George, you got it.
Say WA. Director for Washington State Tourism, Peter McMillan, says the new slogan has a goal.
Putting you in a position of participating. Take, for example, getting ready to go fishing. The Say WA moment is having that fish caught. You have it in the net, or you're looking straight at it and saying, man, this is the Say WA moment. So it's the joy, it's the fun.
And it's a seed, he hopes, of curiosity for affluent travelers age 35 to 55. So, are people getting it?
Say WA.
Say what?
Save Washington.
From what?
From this weather. Oh, my.
Tourists brave the Seattle rain for a day at the Pike Place Market. Melanie Adamek of Houston, Pat Williams of New York City, and Vernon Robertson of New Orleans never heard Say WA before. Once they did, they were unimpressed. But between the raindrops, a ray of hope.
Say WA.
Brad Payas and his wife Glenda are visiting Seattle from Oklahoma. They never heard of Say WA either, but they like it.
It has the initials for the state, and I think Say WA has the same idea and the same effect as OK for Oklahoma.
I think it'll take you longer to catch on here in Washington than Oklahoma is OK.
But some ad execs say it's OK to put something out there that doesn't make sense the first time you hear it. Seattle marketing executive Patricia Bellier.
I remember the very first time I heard Google, I didn't know what it was, I didn't understand anything about it.
And we all know the rest of that story. But critics in the tourism industry disagree that Say WA will enjoy a similar happy ending. Daryl Bryan is general manager of the Victoria Clipper. The company runs high-speed catamarans between Seattle and British Columbia. He says without the marketing muscle of a company like Google, Say WA just doesn't say anything.
It is a joke, and this does not represent our state well. We become the laughingstock of the region and the country. I'm involved in many tourism organizations and groups, and the consensus of opinion of industry people is that would like to see it scrapped.
But Bellier says it takes time to build a brand, and it's normal for people to say something new is stupid.
It's very easy for people to criticize. So let's just eat up that negative publicity and show them wonderful pictures while we're saying it.
Pictures of Washington's coast, wineries, and icons like the Space Needle. They're all over the new website for Say WA. That's also the only place to see the Say WA video. Those on both sides have said the Say WA flap points out how much more money Washington state tourism efforts need. The state ranks 44th in the country for public spending on tourism. But Say WA haters say that low ranking is a blessing right now because there's no money to put Say WA commercials on TV. For NPR News, I'm Phyllis Fletcher in Seattle.